In the Mishnah, we really should start from Mishnah. You can base on base at the bottom. Engos nimtayas al tibur b'tchila b'chamishi. One is not allowed to make the first tibur tainis in a series on a Thursday. Shlofki as a shorim in order not to price should go through the roof. El shlosh tainis rishonos. You always start the first three fast sheni chamishi b'sheni. Monday, Thursday, Monday. Now, Sholosh Tani Yishnios. The second set, however, Tanakama says, and Tanakama is not attributed to any one Tana, it just says it generically, Chamishi Sheni Chamishi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Ari says, G'shem Sheni Rishonis B'chamishi, Kachlo Ashnios L'Achronis, you can never start a set on Thursday. Even if you already had one set of Monday, Thursday, Monday, the next set can't be Thursday, Monday, Thursday. You can never start like that. Now, Shimon, starting the Gemara again, Shimon Bar Bo said, Asa Uvdo Kumi Rabbi Yochan, an episode came from Rabbi Yochan, V'orei Krabi Yossi, Paskin like Krabi Yossi, that you can't, you always have to start on Monday. You can never start a series from a Thursday. V'avir Abelazim, it started, Abelazim was upset. Omar, he said, Shavkin Stoma, Rabbi Yochan forsook the Stam Mishnah, meaning the beginning of Mishnah, which is not attributed to anybody, and he went like the safe of the Mishnah, which is a Yechido, which is the Das Yochid, that of Rabbi Yossi. So Ashkach Tani Lo Rabbi Chia B'Sher Meir, so he found that Rabbi Chia said, name Rabbi Meir, that in other words, that the ratio of the Mishnah here is Rabbi Meir. In other words, it's also Das Yochid. No, so it's one-on-one, so therefore God Shama, the title of Rabbi Chia B'Sher Meir, when he heard Rabbi Chia said name Rabbi Meir, Amri said, oh, Yo Saba, very well does the old man, Rabbi Yochanan, Yada, no, Parki Gamo to answer of himself, and it's Pathakar Yosef, because it's one-on-one. Nevertheless, in a later generation, Raimona boy come Kumi Rabbi Yudan. Raimona asked in front of Rabbi Yudan, located on Rabbi Chizkia, the Rabbi Chizkia said, Rabbi Avose, B'Shem Elezer, name Rabbi Elezer, Kol Makom Shoshona Rabbi Machlokes. Anywhere where Rabbi taught us Machlokes, the Chazar Rishona Stam, and then he mentioned it again without attribution, Halacha Gestam, that Halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. Now, it's interesting. This is not how machlokes v'achakach stam, right? There's no, the machlokes here is in the Mishnah. Machlokes v'achakach stam, the way we understood it in the Bavli, the way the Yerushalmi ultimately will understand it, is where you have a machlokes in Mishnah A, and later on in B, machlokes B, in Mishnah B subsequently, only one opinion appears, and that opinion is quoted without attribution. That's called the machlokas. First, there's a machlokas quoted, and then later on, it's repeated in stam form without attribution to any specific tana. Where Rebbe does that, he means to paskin like that opinion, which he reiterates again without attribution. Okay, because that's what a stam mishnah is. Without attribution means that's meant to be the halacha. But here, it's not like that. We have a Stam opinion, that's the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yosef's opinion, which argues on that, okay? Nevertheless, the way Rabbi Mon understood it at this point, he thought, well, it's a Stam Mishnah, right? Tanakama is not identified. So the Tanakama is not identified. This is like, it's a Stam in a Machlokas, not a Machlokas Varkakach Stam, but a Stam in a Machlokas. It was on the impression that required to paskin like the generic, the opinion stated in the ratio, which is stay without attribution. So Amar Lei, so responded. Rabbi Yudan responded to Raimona, the low Rabbi, he said, who says that this Mishnah is a Mishnah of who said Rabbi learned the Machlokas? Dilma Choron, maybe somebody else learned the Machlokas. Now, what is a very cryptic phrase? So it seems like this is what it means to say. We just learned, he said, let me start that sentence over again. Ramona was obviously very strange. How could Ramona have thought it was Machlokas v'achakach stam? It doesn't appear that way in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah appears just as stam, and then opinion which argues. So no. So what really Rabbi Mona's had? Rabbi Mona heard Rabbi Chia, the same which he brought down on top of the Rabbi Chia had said in the name of Rabbi Meir. that opinion which is attributed to Tanakhama in our Mishnah, meaning that you can always have to always start an opinion, a fast series on a Monday. You can start on a Thursday. No. You can start on a Thursday. First, second series can be on a Thursday. So he heard that. So Ramon had heard, he heard Rabbi Chia had learned this Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. And then he saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi brought down the opinion of Rabbi Meir without attribution. So he said, it must be that Rabbi meant to paskin like this, because we have a machlokas, or no machlokas, our man Rabbi Yossi, and yet Rabbi brought it down only as a stam. So therefore, it must be levels like the stam. So the Rabbi Yudan said to him, you're confusing two things. You're confusing machlokas that Rabbi Chia cited in his brises, obviously, Rabbi Chia was the author of the brises, with what Rabbi wrote in the Mishnah. Rabbi in the Mishnah brought this down not as a machlokas v'achakach stam, but rather just as a machlokas in which one of the opinions was not attributed. It's true if you would look at it in a larger context, in conjunction perhaps with the Braisa, in which Rabbi Chia said, it's a machlokas v'ar mein Rabbi Yossi. And then he looked at the Mishnah afterwards and saw the opinion of Meir is quoted without attribution, that he might be able to make the case that that's a machlokas v'achakach stam. But that, in order to do that, you have to really take the Brice of Rabbi Chia, combine it with the Mishnah of Rabbi, and you cannot do that. So that's what he's saying. Okay? So he says, who says that Rabbi's the one who said that Machlokas, which Rabbi Chia noted, maybe it's Rabbi Chia and not Rabbi. So says the Mahen. Says the word, wait a minute. No, isn't that a Kavachomer? Which is a very strange Kavachomer. It's really Rabbi, we're defending Rabbi Mona's position. He says, Mahen. Mine is like a language which starts a kavachomer. What's this? In Adashkech Rabbi Masnisa Machlokas. If where Rabbi found a Machlokas, right, said over Machlokas, the Chazer Vishon Estam, and then he mentioned that I have something without attribution, Halachik Estam, now Halachik is like where it's without attribution. Aside the Lashkech Rabbi Masnisa Machlokas, but so Rabbi did not find it necessary to say over the Machlokas, El Achem Shon Machlokas, others, meaning Rabbi Chia, said the Machlokas, for the Rabbi Shon Estam, and the Rabbi wrote it down without attribution, Koshkin should say Halachik Estam, so the Halachik should be like a Estam. In other words, if Rabbi included the Machlokas in his Mishnayos, and then he did the Stam Mishnah, we pass by the Stam Mishnah, surely where Rabbi did not include the Machlokas in his Mishnayos, it's in the Brises somewhere, and Rabbi then brought it down Stam, the Rabbi meets the Paschim like the Stam. So therefore, Rabbi Mona's question is a legitimate question. Since I found in the Brises somewhere that it's a Machlokas, and Rabbi brings it down, one of the opinions in the Machlokas is a Stam, so therefore that's Paschim like the Stam. So it says, Mar Vasa Chizkiya. So this is getting out of hand. Mar says, Vasa Chizkin, Rabbi Yaakov, Rachel, Mishim, Bava, Shem, Elezer. And they said, Vafiluachem Shonu Machloikes, Rabbi Shon Estam, Halacha Gestam. Lemaisa, even if somebody else somebody said Machlokas, Rabbi said it's Stam, they really supported Amona's question. He's saying that even if other people learned Machlokas, Rabbi learned it's Stam, Halacha's like the Stam, Velomu Moru Huki Yechidah, so why do Rabbi Yochan Paskin like an individual? Right? So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yanim, Shem, Rabbi Yaakov said, no, you misunderstood the whole point. Finally, you come to the obvious conclusion. I don't know why it took so long. Harder that don't Rabbi Shem, Machlokas, Eitzel, Astam. When are we passing like a Stam Mishnah? When the Machlokas precedes the Stam, right? Or let's say even where the Machlokas is in the Braisa, and then Rabbi has a Stam Mishnah. But here, the Stam is comes first in the Machlokas. In other words, it has to be a Stam without being placed within the context of a Machlokas. Then we paskin like the Stam. Maybe that's true even if there was no previously cited Machlokas in the Mishnayos, even the Machlokas in the Braisas. That may be. But here, the Stam is not standing on its own. It's quoted, and then immediately Rabbi Yosef's argument is quoted thereafter. So therefore, you can't paskin like the Stam Mishnah, okay?
When does the term Stam Mishnah Rav Meir?
Always.
So,
generally speaking, you pass them like the right. Stam Mishnah, like Rav Meir.
So here we have.
But this is not called the Stam. That's what he's saying.
Why? Because you have a because you have Rav Yosef.
Oh, sorry, you see, that which he says Stam Mishnah Rav Meir doesn't ensure that we pass them like Rav Meir. Just means there are attributions of Rav Meir, and sometimes we pass them like him, right? Also, the exceptions rule. Even though Stam Mishnah is usually Rav Meir, it's not necessarily the case that a non-attributed Mishnah is always like Rav Meir. Okay? Again, I'm a Yesh Machloka say it's a Stam. Lo but the Loka Stam. Now we don't say it looks like Stam. Rabbi Yosef Rabu Mishim Rabbi Yacho said, Hododat Omar Bi Yochid, Eitzel Yochid. That which we say that Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. By then we say machlokas kastam, machlokas kastam. That's only by when two individuals are arguing with each other. Abal biyachid eitzel chachamim. But if you have an individual, one individual who's arguing on chachamim, lo b'dal locha kastam. It's interesting in that case. Even if later on we find a stam mishnah to the effect that goes like the individual, we don't pass them like that individual. Which is an interesting klal I never saw it before. If I have a stam, if let's say I have machlokas Rabbi X with Rabbanon, later on Rebbe had a stam Mishnah, which is paskin like Rabbi X without mentioning by name. So usually we say machlokas v'acharkach stam halachah kastam. But in this case, since the stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi X as opposed to Rabbanon, we don't paskin like him.
You always go
a majority. So the principle of Yochi Karabi, Halacha Karabim overrules the principle of the Stam Mishnah, Halacha Kastam Mishnah. Okay? That Yochi Kastam, Halacha Kastam Mishnah. Okay. Ain goes in Tainus Barashi Chadashim, Halacha Dalet. Ain goes in Tainus Barashi Chadashim, you can't decree a Tainus initially on Rosh Chodesh, on Hanukkah and Purim. However, if you began a series before these holidays came about, find you, and I'm sick, you don't stop for these holidays. Our mayor said, say, you don't interrupt the series of times for these holidays. He concedes that those days you only fast a half a day, not a full day. You only fast a half a day, not a full day. Tishbav come out on Erev Shabbos nowadays? Of course not, right. What does fall on Erev Shabbos? What is considered to be the beginning of a series, that once you began the series, you can go through Hanukkah and Purim Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Amar Achas even had one fast so far. Rabbi Amar Shtayim, you need to have two fasts. And they pass in like Rabbi that even one. The truth is, the Bible brings an opinion of three. But the Yerushalmi doesn't know about that. Three does make sense, because that would be a Monday, Thursday, Monday, but the Yerushalmi doesn't mean it down. What do you lane when a fast comes out? Well, it sounds like the question is, what do you lane on a generic fast? But it seems the Mepharshim say, what do you lane when a fast comes out of Rosh Chodesh? So Rabbi Yosef Meir Korin broke so close. They didn't read Vaychal on a Tainus in Palestine. Right, they read Brachos and Klolos. I don't know if it's the Tocha, I think it's the Arur Ha'ishazeh, Arur Ha'ishazeh, you know, what it says in Nahar Grizim and Har Ve'eva, what these things. But it could be the Tocha, I'm not sure what it means. What are those two? So, Amalei Raimona, Ramona said, I said, why do we brought so close? Begin Modiitzon du Taniso, in order to tell them it's a Tainus. Ravin Amael, they're lying on their stomachs. Now, I would have thought that meant they're hungry, but the Mepharshim don't say that. They say Nefilos Apayim. It means that even though it's Rosh Chodesh, no, we don't see it's just a Pine Rosh Chodesh, but since it's a Tainus, so therefore you do Nefilos Apayim. So therefore, the question is, why don't we read Rosh Chodesh Leini? You're worried that people are not going to realize it's a Tainus. They'll know it's a Tainus because they're doing a Nefilos Apayim. So the Ravina Me'ev leading to Tanisa. So they don't know it's a Tainus. So he said, you might miss my point. It's true that I'm not concerned that they'll know it's a Tainus. Rav Lo Diacha tells us to tell you Shekoyim Brachos are close. That is the laning for a Tainus, and the laning for a Tainus supersedes Rosh Chodesh. It's not in order to remind them or anything like that, but just because that's the laning for a Tainus. Rabbi Yehuda Kaputkai, Omar Kum Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda Berpozi, he said, Kohen Rosh Chodesh, he argued, he said, we read Rosh Chodesh is leaning, not the leaning of a Tainus, when Tainus comes to Rosh Chodesh. Kohen Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Berpozi, so Rabbi Yossi, Medrach, the leader of Pazi, Omar, he said to him, Atah Shemata, Min Avucha Adon Mil, so did you hear this from your father, whose, I guess, name was Pazi. Did you hear this from him? Omar, Abba Lo Amar Kain, no. My father didn't say this. Elab Ein Etav. But there was a certain place called Ein Tav where they used to go each month to be Kovea Rosh Chodesh. That's how they used to set the calendar. So I know that in Ein Tav they used to read Rosh Chodesh, and I meant to say that only Ein Tav do you read Rosh Chodesh. The rest of the localities, you read specifically that the laning of Tainus, even though it's Rosh Chodesh. But Ein Tav, since that's the place where they make Rosh Chodesh, right? So I they didn't yodin the Reishi Archa. It's a note Rosh Chodesh, meaning I think what it means is that they want to publicize that they made Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, according to Rosh Chodesh, there they land the Rosh Chodesh landing, which Shachar Makomos any other place. Korei Brachos and Klos, they read the Brachos and Klos, which is landing of the Tainus.
Why wouldn't they read both? Take out two separate.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do. Maybe they never did that. I don't know. When we get to Megillah, that's where really where you had that.
What about Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah?
Yeah, we take out two. I understand. I don't know why. I don't know why you couldn't take out two. It's a good question. I don't know.
And the question would come up, which would they read first?
Yeah.
Shortish,
yeah.
It's totally right.
I don't know. It's a good question. Why they, I don't know why they didn't come up with the 802. Maybe Sachin McGill will reveal something to us. Tani. Tishbav Shachal Yais be Erev Shabbos. When Tishbav comes at Erev Shabbos, Oichal Afilu Beitz Achas. You got to eat something before Shabbos begins. And even one egg. V'shoyes Afilu Kol Sechad. And drink even one cup. Kadesh Lo Yikonet to Shabbos Muna Nor. They shouldn't come to Shabbos afflicted. It's not their care to come to Shabbos and you're ravenously hungry. Okay? No exceptions. You fast until nightfall. Rabbi Zirush Harayun and Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Ami, by Chesko, B'Shem Rav said, Halacha Mishomer and Misanam Mashlim, you have to finish the Tainus. Halacha Mishomer and Misanam Mashlim, you have to finish the Tainus. Halacha Mishomer and Misanam Mashlim, you have to finish the Tainus. He's Tani, Machlit V'Chachom, I'll tell you, because some people switched around the names of the Brice and had it as Chachom being the ones who said that you're Mashlim, so therefore just said that Halacha is like whoever said you're Mashlim. Now here's a story, it's not clear exactly how to read this story, but the gist of the story is that Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav we didn't start the story yet, not yet. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Chuda said, I feel Yochit Shagazar Alatz Matainis, even individual, the Kiddi Pram Sav Matainis, Be'er Shabbos B'Sam Mashim, even individual has finished his death fast. Now comes the story that's not clear. The gist of the story is that somehow or another it's going to prove that an individual who took upon himself a fast has to fast till nightfall. Okay? And I will try and translate it to the best of my ability, but it's a little bit unclear. Kada, it's like this Maisa, Rabbi Bibi Abiyasa Kun Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Bibi is sitting in front of Rabbi Yasa, and it seems they're both fasting an optional fast on a Friday. Ba Melech Minei Hadin Uvda. So he wanted to learn from him this halacha. Now, Rabbi Bibi wanted to learn from him by testing him out. So he said, let's go to my house for a while. In other words, let's eat. It was right before nightfall. So he said, Rum Shahi, is it nightfall already? In other words, can we go eat? So he said, Is Bitano? What, you're at a Tainus? It's Erev Shabbos. We have to go eat before Shabbos begins. So he said, Iskarbi Turmusin. No, he said, I can't eat yet because I'm waiting for my legumes to be done. They're not ready yet. In other words, he had like a chillin' for Friday night. So they have to be, you have to wait till they're finished. So he said, I see what you're trying to tell me. You're really saying, Umashlimi Krabi Yossi. And even though it's Erev Shabbos, you still have to complete the fast like Krabi Yossi said. Okay, so since a strange episode, guess he had to have been there, but somehow they figured out that it meant you have to fast till nightfall.
What about other preparations for Shabbos, like washing?
Yeah, everything else you could do. It's just the, yeah. So I guess that's what Sarah Davis is. Say the tiny.
No, but this was Tisha B'Av.
No, it's a private fast.
Okay. All right, then I'm asking, what about if Tisha?
I know about Tisha B'Av. It's a good question. I assume also it'd be Tisha because it's the Rabban and Tisha B'Av, but I don't know for sure. Okay, say the Tani Yisraelu. Homer B'Aviri Shoina. This is all the order which we gradually build up the Tanaisim, and we make 13 in a row, each of which is the three series, as they're getting successively more severe. That's only in the first rain. However, Avotzvachim Shoshanu. If there's been a rain already, but there's a blight, Masir Lamiyad, so immediately you go to the highest level of Tanais, which is with the Truas, from the get-go. So too, v'chein chepotku k'shom yigeshu geshem arboni, if there have been more than 40 days since the last rain, Masir Lamiyad, you immediately go to the highest level of Tanais with the shofar, because in Eshu Makas Batzoritz, it's a sign that there is a plague coming to the world, a plague of famine. Ezu miyad shalhen, what is miyad? Does it mean the next day? Ramar sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, no. You have to wait till Monday. Doesn't mean if we see it happening on Wednesday, on Tuesday, so make a fast on Wednesday, or even on Wednesday, make a fast on Thursday. You have to wait till Monday. Shana b'sheni, what about if the blight starts on Monday? Ma'olas yaleim b'chamishi, can you start on Thursday at least? No, Rabbi Zira shoma min ado. Rabbi Zira learned out from here that you don't have to. The Malach said to Daniel, "Al tira, Daniel, do not be afraid. From the first day that you prepared your heart, to understand, to fast before God your Lord. From then on, your words were heard. So therefore, you see, you don't actually have to fast. You have to be makabel upon yourself the fasting, because from the first time he intended to do so. So therefore, in fact, what we say is, if it's a Monday, you can't fast that Thursday. You decree on that Monday a fast for next Monday. It's as if you started fasting already.
It's like the Bert Kahn philosophy.
If you could do it right, then it's as if it's done. The Kahn became a Chinosta based on Nafshan Lassus ones, based on that put their souls into it to do it. Kamisha also it's as if they did it. Tani, we learned Kashem Shemasmina Lim, Sharima Yumea Shwar. Just like. I should preface this. This is an amazing Gemara. We're about to learn is an amazing, stunning, remarkable Gemara. Is that enough of a drum roll? Okay. Tani, Kashem Shemasvin Alein B'Shari Mo'ed Me'er Shvua, just like we make the major fast with a Trua, any other year of the Shemay Shvua means any other year of Shemitah, right? Kach Masvin Alein B'Shvies. So you sow too on Shemitah, you do the same thing. You make the ultimate fast necessary for getting the rain. Why? To avoid blight. Why is that? Mivnei parnosas achem, in order to sustain others. Marnei parnosas achem, what does it mean to sustain others? Chevraya, the Bnei Yeshiva army, they say Mivnei parnosas akum, in order to support the goyim. That's not the biggest thing yet. In order to support the sinners. In other words, we're actually fasting the whole 10 yards in order to get rain for either goyim or people who are mechalel shmita. For them, we're fasting. Okay? Aser vizier kerevi, so the following maisa will have Zira going like Rebbe, with the chevraya kerevi Pinchas ben Yorim. So the vizier kerevi, Rebbe Zira is going like Rebbe, Rebbe Zira said you fast for the sinners, is kerevi, the Rebbe Zira, the chad sapor, so he was either a teacher, a cipher, or a barber. It's not clear which one, Sapor or Sofer. Hayachosha Peir Shmita. So he was choshed to do work with Peir Shmita, right? As soon as Gabi Rebbe, so they brought him to Rebbe to punish him, right? Because he is a criminal. Amrlon, so Rebbe said to him, Umay Abit, Aluba, what can this poor fellow do? Bnei Chayav Hu Avid. Aluba Ubani, what can this poor fellow and his kids do, right? He has to do this in order to support himself. So he's actually saying, obviously he was a Malami, he must have been a Malami because he wasn't making enough money. So he said, what can you do? He has to make money to support himself. And therefore you actually didn't punish him for transgressing Shemitah. An amazing concept. Now the Karban Eder says that it's because of Rebbe Lashitah, so Rebbe really wants me Matir Shemitah Bismanazah. Because he held, it's only the Rabbanan, and people are in dire straits, let's just be Matirit. So the Rabbanan didn't let it get away with it, as we'll see in a moment. But nonetheless, he refused to make a Mecha against the people who are transgressing Shemitah. It's an amazing concept, right? So, the Chevrayah said that we don't help the people who are sinners. We don't pray for them. But we do pray for the Goyim. They're like Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair. Because Rebbe boy, Mishe Shmita, Rebbe wanted to be Matir Shmita, as I just told you. Solik Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair Lekabes. Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair came to him. Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair was Rebbe Shimon Ben Yochai's son-in-law. Amalis, he said, Rebbe said to Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair, my boy, Avdan, how's the grain doing? It was a Shmita year. Now, during Shemitah, you can't eat the grain. Even grain which grows wild, you can't eat because it has a din of sfichim. It's prohibited. Even the wild growth is prohibited, except under very specific conditions. So he said to him, well, how's the grain doing? In other words, what he's saying is, I want to be matir, the grain. I want to be matir Shemitah. Amalei, so Rebbe Pinchas here said, ocean yafos. The cabbages are doing okay. Now, cabbages are mutter. They're not called sfichim. So he said, so he's alluding to him, you can't ask me about the grain because it's Shemitah and I'm not agreeable with you to cancel Shemitah. Again he asked him, Umay Burai Avdin, what's doing? And again he answered him, Amalei Ocean Yafos. He said, the cabbages are doing okay. You are the Rebbe Delesu Maskamini, so Rebbe knew that he didn't agree with him. He doesn't want to be Matir Shemitah. Amalei, so he said, okay, I lost this battle, but Mishkach Rebbe, can you pay attention? Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair said, Rebbe said to Pinchas Ben Yair, Mishkach Rebbe, can you, Mishkach Rebbe means can you focus or pay attention, but here it means, will you grant me this request? Mashkiach my request, Mechlima to eat with me, Petel Tzivchar, a little bit, petal is, it's not clear exactly, petal means, everybody here has a different interpretation, it's not the modern word petal, which means raspberry, but it means a slice of something, or a little meal, whatever, can you eat with me something, a little bit, Yomadein? Amalei in, so Pilzio says, yes, I'll come eat. Now, this mice is brought down in the Bavli, but it's much longer in the Yerushalmi. Minachas Kama, Kinachas, when they came to Rebbe's house, Kama, Mulaisa, the Rebbe Kama, he saw Rebbe's mules there. And we know Rebbe's mules were very dangerous mules. It's Gemara Chazus and Chulin. They were white mules, and if they hit somebody, it was very dangerous. Omar, so he said, so Rebbe Shimon said, Kol Elain, Yudai Zayin, and all these animals, Yehuda, is feeding. I'm going to go eat in his house? In other words, it's a bad house. He's feeding animals which are dangerous. So Rebbe said, oh boy. Efshad lo chamei sover api. Maybe he doesn't want to see me anymore. Min kedun shamun kale, and when other people were standing around, meantime other people heard Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair saying, "Yeah, I thought I don't want to see him anymore." So Oz and Varmalei, so they went and told Rebbe that Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair doesn't want to come eat by you, doesn't want to see you anymore because he saw your donkeys. Shach Rebbe boy mefaisti. So Rebbe sent a message and wanted to appease him. Now, at that point, this point, the Maisim diverge in the Bible. It says, Gava Tur Benayu. It's a mountain grew between the two of them. And it says that Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair, Rebbe said, was Bacha, and said, if in this world it happens this way, so that I'm separated from Pinchas Ben Yair, Lachas Kama Kama, the Yoylam Emes, I'm going to be separated from him. Okay, that's what it says in the Bavli. The Ushami has a completely different story. The Ushami continues. So they said, Sholach Rebbe Feisty. Rebbe sent him a message and wanted to advise him. They should come back after he left. Matun Bey Gabi Karte. So the messengers came and found him in his city. Alright, so he said, I don't want to go. B'nei Karti Kurvinli, I have my people in my city, where Pinchas Ben Yair says, and they're my close to me, and I don't want to leave them. So Nachum B'nei Karti, So in the meantime, the people of the city, they saw emissaries of Kohen take her Pinchas bring her around. So they came down back to the loving. They surrounded him. They wanted to prevent the emissaries from taking her Pinchas bring her away. Armelon, so the emissaries said to them, Rebbe, Duboy Mephiste. So Rebbe wants to make peace with Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. The people of the city heard that. Shavkine, they left Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair alone. They left him alone. They left him because they're not going to go and protect Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair from being appeased by Rebbe. Rebbe is the Nasi, right? Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair should go. That's what they thought. Amar, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is still going to go. He said, Bonai Dili Korvinli. I have my children here. I want to stay with my children. I don't want to go back to Rebbe. So Nachtas Eshem in Shmaya. At that point, a fire came down from the heavens. Ba'akvus Halevi and surrounded the Pinchas Bear and his kids, and the emissaries couldn't talk to him anymore. Karmai said, maybe he died then. But certainly they could. They had to give up at that point, whether he was dead or alive. Chazav Amal Rebbe, so they came back and told Rebbe. Omar, so he said, since I was not zoicha to eat with him in this world, nizke, I will be zoicha, v'nishma minei, and I'll hear from him. In other words, I'll get together with him, la'amadasi, in the Olam Haba.
It's the opposite.
The exact opposite. So Reb Tzadik speaks about this at length. I actually didn't look it up today, but I've seen in the past. Reb Tzadik speaks about length about the difference between Bava and the Yerushalmi. And he says that, in fact, Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair was absolutely wrong to not go and eat by Rebbe. And how he got to eat by it's a tiny Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair that he didn't go. Because, it's true, okay, Rebbe has chesronis, but so what? Everybody has chesronis. Nobody's perfect. So you educate him, you deal with him. It seems that Rebbe was a young man at the time, or not yet fully, developed. So in fact, since the Tanya Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair, Rebbe understood that. I don't remember how he reconciles Bava with Yerushalmi. I think he says that maybe the episodes happened at two different times, or maybe he's just trying to tell us what the Yerushalmi's perspective on it. But the bottom line is that, in fact, in the course of time, Rebbe grew to the point where he even exceeded Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair in greatness, and therefore he understood that he in the Yerushalmi Mammoth there'll be of equivalent stature. I'm not doing Reb Tzadik justice. I really should look it up. I forgot this afternoon when I get home to look it up. That's the truth. But he does speak about the difference between the mice and the Bava and the Yerushalmi at great length. If I remember, I'll look for it tomorrow. Okay.
There's more Achdus in the Yerushalmi, at least in this case.
In the end, they didn't eat together anyway. It's a question of Rebbe's attitude towards the case. Okay. Yard of the Smachim, if enough rain came down for vegetation, Avalol Elon, but not for trees. Le'ilon for the trees, Avalol Itzmachim, but not for the vegetation. Lezeus have enough came for this and that, Avalol Barsich Lemoris, but not for filling up the cisterns, the dugouts, and all the water supplies. Masina Le'emiyat, it's raining, but it's not raining enough. You immediately go to the highest level of tinus. Yardul Tzmachim Loli, what's the case where it comes down enough for vegetation but not for trees? Tzivchar Tzivchar, where it comes down very, very gradually. What's the case where Li'ilan Avalot Tzmachim is enough for trees but not enough for vegetation? Sagin Sagin, a lot. A lot comes down, not a lot. It comes down in torrents. But it's a Lezeh Lezeh, it's possible to have for this and for that, gradual and torrents, Avalo Barsich Lemoris, but still not enough to fill up the cisterns. So there are three types of rain, right? There's a little, but a little comes down gradually, a little comes down in torrents, and then there's either one coming down a lot of it, which will fill up all the water supplies. Okay? So if any of them are not working out, Masin Lemiyad. Tanya learned Masrina Le'ilam Bifrosa Pesa. You make the fast on the trees at the beginning of Nisan, right before Pesach. And the reason for that is because that's when the trees need water most, because that's when they start budding, right around the Nisan time. So therefore, if there's no water by then, you then need to make a truer for them. If there's no water for the cisterns, then you do it frost means 15 days before, half a month. You do it 15 days before Shavuos. 15 days before Shavuos, but if by that time your systems are not full, you're in big trouble. Now, the thing is, this is a very difficult Gemara because it doesn't rain anymore around Shavuos time. So
I want it to rain.
Right. So there are two other interpretations one could give you. One interpretation one could give, which I would give, it says you do it till Shavuos, and then you have 15 days before Shavuos, and you give up. So rain too late. You can keep on praying for rain for the cisterns for your water supply until 15 days before Shavuos, but by then, if nothing came, ain't nothing coming. There's no point in continuing. That's one way we could learn it. Another possible way of learning it is the way the Torah and Rishonim says here is that Atzeres here means Shmini Atzeres. And that 15 days after Shmini Atzeres, you can already start fasting on the highest level for your Bar Sichin and Maros, for your water supply, because I guess you've depleted through the summer months and you need to have it replenished as soon as possible, and if it hasn't rained by then, you're in deep trouble. Okay? So that's my Me'atafil Yosim Mikan. If you're so desperate, so go even so fast, even beyond these allotted times. Right? Which sounds like a little bit like Atzeres' Taki or Shavuos. So it says more Maisa Nisim. No, to fast beyond these a lot of times is Maisa Nisim. It won't rain past this a lot of time. And so you don't, Ain Maisa Maisa Nisim, you do not declare a fast to demand an ace. It's an interesting perspective. I think nowadays I don't know if nowadays we conduct ourselves accordingly, because I think we daven like for cholim. Maybe cholim are different, because the Gemara says the Bavli, he says a person should not refrain from davening even if a sword is against his neck. So that could be. So I don't know if that's talking about a chola, because a chola sounds like it's a case of danger other than sickness. Right, because it's a sword, right? But nowadays we daven, I think, for cholim, even if it would take a miracle to heal them. So I'm not sure if that's in line with this Yerushalmi over here. I don't think anybody speaks about it here, not that I know of, but see, it says here they don't daven for nisim.
Well, rain is derech hateva, so you don't.
Yeah, but
ask for a mace that's mechutz
l'teva. Maybe the whole thing maybe is divine. I don't know exactly. You're right. What could be mechalik? Right, Brecha, Rabbi Chelbo, Papa Chairman Lewis said, "Parami Yishak Shami Yordim Mischus Ode Mechad." Interesting theological thing here. Sometimes rain comes down in schus of one person. We know that by Chayne Ma'agel, right? Mischus Esav Echad, in schus of one blade of grass. Mischus Sod Echad, in schus of one field. It's interesting because this is really the concept of mazel, that it's possible that there's a schus not for the person. But it's chus for a blade of grass. A certain blade of grass has had a destiny. Who knows? 50 years from now, maybe this blade of grass, some tzaddik will come along and its cow will eat it. It's not chassidic. It's very much a tashkocha pratis, though. Right? Which means that there's a specific mazel for every, like the Gemara says, Ein lecha kol esav esav shem malach oimer alav oimer lo gudal. I think it's a medrash, actually. So it's a similar idea. In other words, there's a specific tashkocha on even blades of grass. Right, which the Rambam really doesn't hold of. The Rambam says Ashgacha, except on human beings, is very general. But it seems here that there's a very specific Ashgacha. The Rambam could far end for this too. He could have his way out of it. But in any event, it says here a pasuk. Shlosha pasuk, the old one pasuk. Mitar geshem yitain lohem. Rain shall give to them. Leish esed basode. To a man, to grass, to the field. Leish avlo anashim, to one man, not many people. Esav, to grass, avlo asavi, not many grasses. Basada, to a field, avlo basada, even not a series of fields. V'chein ir shelo yardo leg shabi. A city upon which rain has not fallen when its environs have gotten rain. There's one rain city which is the shlamazel, right? Kakasuv, it says v'imtarti el yarachas. I cause rain to fall in one city. Another city, I will call it, there will not be rain. So this happens. One plot gets rain. And the plot which does not rain. it leaves a wilt. Also, yeah, that city misana, it goes fast, misras, and it also blows shofar immediately. Chosvil say all the city its environs, misanos, they fast, blow masrias, but they do not blow shofar. Rabbi, because they're linked, you know, commercially to that city, and also perhaps in Mazel, but not, it's not as bad for them, and because they have rain, so therefore they just have a tinus and no trua. They make trua, avolomi sanus, but not tinus. Oh, being rain on one town, finally I got slung to another town, not Chalkasti Mater. One portion, one field will get rain, Chalkosher, low time to your left, Tivash, and the field which does not get rain, its leaves will wilt. Schusa de Chakla Avda. Like we said, being an Omrav, the merit of the field causes it to get rain. Again, merit of the field obviously has to do with its future usage, but not necessarily something to do with the grass itself, but rather it could be that that the field has some ultimate purpose which is caused to get rain, even the people are not meritorious. This is another theological issue. Why does it rain? Why can we get all our water from rivers or from lakes? Why did Kosh Baruch Hu make there be rain? It's interesting, right? We know that the Kormeya puts it, the water vapor goes up to heaven anyway. That's what causes the rain. Why bother? You know, just have the water.
Anger to focus on the land. Anger means to stop the rain. Bavon poskim barabim veinam nosnim. How we know about the not fulfilling your pledges. Minayin. Nesim veruach, it says clouds and wind. V'geshemayim, but the snow, the rain is not coming. Why? Because ish misal b'chamasa sheker, people are taking pride in false gifts. In other words, in making alleged nedavos and not fulfilling them. Chamisha shemas tichulo, clouds or water vapor called by five names. Aid of onan nosi chaziz. Aid minayin. How do we know it's called aid? Says for aid yalim minayin. It says water vapor rose from the land in the beginning of sefer brachos. That's what caused that's what water got aided. Av, why is it called Av? Shuma Avasokia thickens the heavens. Clouds thicken the heavens, right? They're not clear like a blue sky. Hinan then says, Hinanochi Boylach Bavanan. We see a cloud is called an Av from that pasuk. Anan, why is it called Anan? Shuos Tisabrius Anavim Elel makes the people humble towards each other. In other words, the way Kormeya gives two reasons here. One is that people can say hello to each other when it rains, but it doesn't rain. It says after the Minashayla Sholom, people are not as friendly to each other. Logically, they're barred from being so friendly if it's not raining properly. Another one is it makes people humble towards each other. As I said before, people, if there would not rain, if there wouldn't be clouds and rain, so the Bali's Ra would take over the water supply. What prevents them and literally makes them humble is the fact that there's rain, and that's why it's Anan, Milashon Anav, right? Anan means humbling. Also, now this was in the Bavli. Nasi. Why is a cloud called the Nasi? Shows the Baalbatik in the sea, and makes simple people rich like princes. We see where it's called the Nasi, Malenasi, Mikseh Oretz. So rain is good for people's crops. Chaziz, why is it called Chaziz? That's Shuol says, Rokia Chazionos, Chazionos. Because it makes the sky into different images, right? Because obviously each cloud is shaped differently, and there's some full, partially cloudy days, and not some fully cloudy days. So different appearances in the heavens. And the passage which tells us that a cloud is called Aziz, Chaziz, Hashem Oseh Chazizim. The Chosvil Semisanus Lomasir. So Tanakama said, when one city has a problem, every in its environment's fast, but they do not make a trua. Why that way? Shemitzim Yom Kippurim Misani Lomasir. The presence of Yom Kippur when we make a fast, but we don't make a trua. I would keep them the opposite. Masir Slomisanus. They make a trua, but they don't fast. Why? What's his presence? Shemitzim Barosh Hashanah. Masir and Avolom Misanin. Because of Rosh Hashanah, that's the way we work it. So it's interesting. One could darshan upon this at length. You know, I'm not going to. Don't worry. That Rosh Hashanah for the people around the city, for them they don't have. They're not in the same dire straits. But since they're afflicted tangentially, so therefore there's what's their status like Rosh Hashanah that they're in din right now, because they're affiliated with this city, or it's like Yom Kippur they have to do tshuva. but it's not in any event, even where for the people who are actually suffering, it's both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? For them, they have to do tshuva, and they're in din at the moment, so that's they have the double whammy. V'chein ir, now, forsaking rain, v'chein ir shesh podever, if you see, it's a pestilence, or marpolis, or avalanches, so I guess like it's an earthquake, osarim besana masras, that's either both. The Chosvil said again the environs Misanus lo Masrios, they do to Tinus and not Trua. Akiva Masrios lo Misanus, the same Machos said before, Trua and not Tinus. Most of Tziporin. There was death in Tziporin. Well, I guess a plague. Loava Olil Go Ashokaka. The plague did not enter the marketplace. Dav Rabbi Chanina Shargave, where Rabbi Chanina was living. His street was safe. The Havanti Party army, so the people in the rest of the party said, they said, ha! My hain Sabo Benechi. What is this old man among us? The Yasiv Islam, who shunte, he sits at peace, he and his neighborhood, Umdinas and the rest of the country, also the Bishus is going off the deep end and going into bad fate. Also, so they were upset. Why doesn't he protect the rest of us? So, what?
I was going to say that's similar to what the Goyim said during the Black Plague, but they accused the Jews of poisoning.
So it's interesting. This goes on here. Of Amar Komein, so he went and he said to them, you should know, Zimri Echor Hoya Bedor was a very stark Musri here. He said, there was one Zimri in the generation of Pinchas. The Noflu Mi Yisrael Choftalaf and 24,000 Jews died. Avonu Nir Tzipori, Kama Zimri Yesh Bedor Reinu. We got a lot of Zimris here. Right, Vatem Yisrael, and you're upset that people are dying, or you're shocked. Chalchadzman Tzorcham Yisrael Mi'avin Tanisa. One day, another time, they need to make a Tanisa because Lo Nachas Misa, because the rain wasn't coming. So Rabbi Shua did not live in Tzipori, made a Tanisa in the south, wherever he lived. Lo Nachas Misa, the rain came down. So again, the Tzipori guys, they were upset. They said, Rabbi Shua ben Levi machas mitra d'ramoy. Shua ben Levi passed and brings rain to the south. Rabbi Chanina, our tzaddik, otzer mayim in Tzipori. He stopped the water in Tzipori. They're still mad at him. So, tzorchem abitz matinyonus. They need to make another fast. So this time, Rabbi Chanina couldn't take it anymore. Shalach vayis Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So, listen, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, can you please come? Armalei, so he sent a message, Mishkach Mori. Again, it means to focus, but here it means, could you do me a favor, Maple came on and come with us, Lisanos, to make a fast. Now, I'm going to say that he said, both of Rechir and Shemblevi went out to the public square for the fast. Pulonachas Mitra, the rain didn't come anyway, in Tzipori. So Rechir came in to the people of Tzipori, of Armor Command, and said to them, you see, guys, Lord Rabbi Shua ben Levi Machis Mitra Dermoy. He didn't bring rain in the south. Lord Rabbi Chanina Otzer Mitra Mit Tzipori. And I didn't stop the rain from Tzipori. El Dromoy, the guys in the south, Libon Rachich, they have soft hearts. Vishame Milo Doraisa. And they listen when somebody tells them Abitzel Teira. Umiskani, and then they subjugate themselves. But Tzipori, Libon Kashi, you guys have tough hearts. And you hear Torah, and you don't subjugate yourselves. So therefore, you see, it's not me, it's you guys. Because even when Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the renowned rainmaker, it didn't come because you guys are tough fellows.
The south is more drier than north. You'd expect it.
Yeah, but it's not that far south. These are all in the Galil. It's Galil Elyon and Galil Tachton. Because there are no Jews in Yerushalayim and south at this time already.
So
the time. Yeah, no, it's not relatively speaking. It's relatively speaking, not the far south. Mi'aliyah, when it came, nevertheless, when Rabbi Chanina came in again, wherever he went, Tolena, he lifted up his eyes, V'chamavir Shaif, and he saw the air was clear. Armei said, Ad Kaduna Chain, until now you're like this. No, it's too much. You know, it's saying to the heavens, you have to rain. Miyad Nachas Mitra. Immediately started raining. But he was upset. He was upset himself. V'nod Agamei Delo Mebakein. He took a net and not to do that again. He saw he could bring rain, but he took a net and not to do it again. Right? Tuvan, a second time. Amrei said, Ma ona memer lemari choiva, who am I to tell the creditor, loiba choiva, that he shouldn't take back his debt? In other words, it's chutzpahdik for me to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complain, because obviously the people were stinkers. Hashem's right to come and punish them any way he wants. Okay? Rabbi Zvi Avraham Chanina said, Maya su gdoli ador. This is the perspective of Rabbi Chanina. We just mentioned, this is Rabbi Zvi quoting him. What can gdoli ador do? They had tzibor nidon al charubo. It's not their fault. The community is judged by their majority, not by the individuals who lead them. All its 38 years that Am Yisrael were like in Cherem, because of the Chet HaEgel, Chet Meraglim, lo yamadabri Moshe Hashem, they're not speaking with Moshe. Shem it says only Vayikra Asher Tamu Kol Anshei Milchama, only and all the people of the warriors died, Lomos Zekere Machadeh, only then Maksiba Asher was to say afterwards Vayidaber Hashem, Eli Lamar Hashem spoke to me. Rabbi Yaakov Raidi B'Shem Rishon Ben Levi said, it's the same idea. See, Rabbi Chanina and Rishon Ben Levi both came to the same conclusion because they were both at the Ein Tzipori. And they both saw that even though they were both there, the two big guys, they couldn't bring the rain because the Tzipori guys were rotten stinkers. Why? Because it said, Ma'asu Gdoli Dor Vein Tzibor Nion El Shacharubo. Am Yisrael is only judged by its majority. Shekim Atzana, we find Shulei Om Yisrael Ba'ar Karmel Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim, where Am Yisrael themselves not to have said God is the Lord. Lo Yorda Eishmi Neshamayim, the fire would not have come down from the heavens. The Sorfer Elzor Korbanos and burnt the Korbanos which Elio brought. It's interesting because they said Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim after the Korbanos were brought. So I don't know exactly what his point is. I guess what he's trying to say is that it was important that already beforehand they were attuned to this, and that's why Elio had this chus that the nais occurred, otherwise the nais would not have occurred. But it's a funny kind of Gemara. Alright, I think we'll stop here for tonight.
Suppose they are tuned after the rain, or
it's not recorded. It doesn't say.
They
were still stinkers, and no, it's not clear. Sorry, Chiyo.
Yeah, I think.